How you been feeling physically this week?
Good.
Is it one of those things where you have to manage it just every week until the end of the season?
Yeah. That's the plan. Manage it throughout the week. And as we get closer to Sunday, obviously do more. And game day's there. Be ready to go.
How critical is it for you guys to kind of build off of what you did last week?
Yeah, it's very important to continue to build off of that because, you know, some of the games that we've dropped, it was, like we said before, not finishing in the fourth quarter. So if we can, you know, continue to do like we did, especially in the second half of, you know, taking up most of the time of possession and then also scoring in the red zone and getting third down conversions would be huge. But, you know, executing when the time is needed, when plays need to be made, making those plays.
Has there been a common denominator to your road struggles? I mean, obviously you've been better at home. I mean, has there been something you could point to that you just haven't been doing on the road?
I mean, just across the board, I guess just not playing well enough. You know, it's been many things that you can, you know, point out. You know, and when we played Tampa, didn't really run the ball that well, which, you know, hurt because we weren't able to move it and you know, move the chains and get into third and manageable. So we made it hard for ourselves on third down. So, you know, other games, lack of execution in the red zone. Other games giving up turnovers like that. So when we go on the road, we have to, you know, minimize turnovers, bring our own energy, and also, you know, execute to the fullest potential that we have and then, you know, create turnovers on defense and then as an offense, you know, make the most out of those opportunities and score points off of them.
Just a follow, jumping off what Brian was asking you about building off of last week. You know, as a young team, do you need to lean on the veterans a little bit? You're going to a situation in Denver in a game where you're favored to win on the road, which is not normal for you this year. Most people expected you not to do well. Is there a certain mentality you have to bring, and maybe, you know, you as a veteran and some of the other guys to come?
The same mentality that we brought last week. The same mentality that we, you know, have had the entire year. I mean, it doesn't change. The goal is still the same, and everybody knows that message. So, you know, no matter if you're a veteran or a rookie, you know, this is, you know, week 14, 15, whatever it is, and you know, we played a lot of ball so far. So, you know, we don't really consider them young guys anymore. Like you're accustomed to playing in the NFL now, and you should be in your groove. So. You know, the message has always been echoed, you know, from coach to player and player to player as well. But, you know, mentality is going to be the same and continue to do that.
How would you assess how you performed this year, given the stuff you had to kind of work through physically?
I mean, it's been when the opportunities have been there, I've made the most of them.
Do you feel like you've shown yourself that this is something you feel like you can keep doing past this year, or is that a question mark?
I never question myself.
No, not question yourself. I mean, just question whether this is something you want to do past this year, or you feel like you can do it at a high level past this year, or do you feel like you've shown yourself that you can do it past this year?
I'm still playing at a high level when I'm able to play, so I think I can continue to do it.
I know you've said in the past that kind of the 10-year mark is where you want to hit. You know, it's been one of your goals for quite some time. So now that once the season passes and you hit it, do you want to keep playing? Is that something you want to keep doing?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that you obviously have to take into context of, you know, talking to your family and all that stuff. And also, you know, the team, you look at the team as well and, you know, where we're headed. So, you know, there's a lot of factors that go into that, but, you know, yeah. When I first came into the league, I said, yeah, I would like to play, you know, at least 10 years. And then after that, you know, you kind of continue to assess every year after that.
Not to know what you guys are going to do, but when you see Von Miller, he's one of those guys where you got to chip, you got to double, you got to just know where he is.
You got to know where he's at all times. I mean, Von is, you know, premier pass rusher, you know, if not the best in the league. He's very slippery, quick off the ball, and we're playing, you know, at their stadium. So, you know, he's going to get a jump on the snap count and that type of stuff. So when he's, you know, out there, we got to know what side he's on and where he's at and chipping and all this other stuff that you do to, you know, control the pass rush is going to be important.
You were with Josh McCown the last time. He had a really, really good season in 2014 with Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think he's continued to get better as he's gotten older and this season kind of being the best of his career?
He's consistent. When Josh has an opportunity to, you know, play and make plays like that, he can do that, and that, you know, that's what he does. The game isn't, you know, too big for him, or, you know, where he gets nervous or something like that. When the opportunities, you know, come his way, I think he makes the most of them, and he's just been a consistent player, and that's the mark of why he's been in the league so long, is that, you know, coaches and GMs, they know what they're going to get when you get a player like that. So consistency is awesome.
Do you see any signs of him slowing down?
No, I mean, he's every time he has an opportunity, he makes the most out of it, so I don't really see that.